Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
Learning Masechta Yomim Daf Samach Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara starts with the Shaila on Samach Zayin Amud Aleph Yibayilu Oisin Yivar Yamayin Da'ano. When he throws the seer and Mishtaleach off the cliff, and it becomes Yivarim Yivarim, what's the din? These Yivarim Asa Bana Mutta Ba'ano. Rav Shmuel, Chana Mutarim, Chana Masurim, Samachalikis Rav Shmuel, if it's Asa Mutter, the one that says it's Mutta lives in Midbar, Midbar is Mutter, the one that says Asa lives from Gzeira, Gzeira is Mashmit Sase. So the Biskei Rav and the Chedushim Arnuz Alevi and Kedesh HaChodesh Yuma and Sukkah has a Shailam, this Isra Anah. Is the Isra Anah Mitzan the Din Karban, because the Sila Azazel is a Karban. So it could be the Karban, the Din Karban, the Isra Anah of a Karban, the Hektish, is Nimshach. Oh no. It's an Ayyadin. Stam, it's an Ayyadin Isra Anah. A very sir mishtaleach become asr ba'ano. So he brings the ra'if in Taisin Zvachan Nafayim Beis, and Taisa says, there's a Mishnah that talks about all the things that are asr ba'ano, and a davish of a minyan, and they're not batul b'ra'if. So it gives a number of things. And Taisa says, what about, why didn't it also say, prusa shalachem apanim? Let's say a piece of lechem apanim gets mixed in to other bread. So that's an isr ba'ano, or chatichas chatis tmeya. Or chatichas shal kachim shemesu. Why does it say these things in the Mishnah? So he says, b'kachim le'kamayri. And then Tais says, but enichanam, he really could have said a chaticha of sir shal mishtaleach, according to man yom, it's asa ba'ano. So chay yisim first from Taisis, that when you have karbonis that became pasul, or whatever reason, kachim shemesu, then that the Mishnah didn't say, because b'kachim le'kamayri, but the sir mishtaleach, they varim, that the Mishnah could have said, according to man, the Yom Mitzvah Ba'ano. So you see that he holds it's not an Issa Mitzad, the carbon. It's an Issa Mitzad, an Ayah Issa. But he brings the Gemara Me'ilah Yad Aleph, it's Mashmanat the way. The Gemara Me'ilah Aleph, we had a discussion earlier in Yom Daf Samach. But the Gemara Me'ilah Aleph also has this discussion of Nasa Mitzvah Se, where do you have exceptions to the rule that Nasa Mitzvah Se becomes Mutta Ba'ano? So the Gemara brings one of the exceptions to see Mishtalech. So you see clear from the Gemara that the Isser is Mitzad the Kachim, and you don't say Nasa Mitzvasai, becomes Mutter. Mechayesh Nikola Aram the Taisis, the Minchas Ram clears that maybe it's a Mechleikas Asugis, because the Gemara earlier in Daf Samach doesn't bring Sir Mishtaleach, the guy that did of Shnei Ksur Nabon Ke'echot. So maybe the Enechanam and the Sugi Me'ila did, because the Sugi Me'ila holds that it's a Kachim Dikadin, but the Sugi earlier in Daf Samach holds it's not a Kachim Dikadin. Stam is an Ayah Isser Anah. B'nafkimina l'alacha, he says, if you mechuyif to pay back hektish, even an isa derabanan, even if there be no din me'ilah, because it's not katshe Hashem, but there be a kohen of the be me'ilah mi derabanan, be mechuyif to pay back hektish mi derabanan. Mashenken, if it's not an isa ranam, there be no din to pay back hektish. Now the Gemara says, Amar Rav, mistabek command the Amutar, and the Amutar shalach letakol. You find such a svarim, that you have it by the Shteitzi Pari Mitzayim, that it's Mutta Ba'ano, because the Torah wouldn't tell you to send the Tzibah Chayim if it's the Kolam, and you have it by Shaluch HaKan, you have it by cases that the Torah, it's not Shaykh, the Torah told you to send it, it's not Shaykh that it's also Ba'ano. So the Gversi wanted to know, where's the Tekolam? Which Lema by the Shaluch HaKan, or the Tzibah HaChayim, it's going to fly away, it's going to run away, and there's no way you're going to be able to find it. But here, you're throwing it off the mountain, so how about after Yom Kippur going and picking up all the Evarim and burning it or burying it? He has a Shaila Grado. Is it on the tzad that it's Asa Ba'ano? Is it Min HaNisrafim, Min HaNikbarim? But either way, what's the Kshash Takala? Why is it different than any other Yisri Ano? You could go get it and burn it and bury it. So I'm not sure. Mistama, you can answer, you can mantra the Kasha that you're throwing it off a mountain, you're not going to be able to find them. But that's his Kasha. So he says the Terence is, the Takala is, if it runs away. If it runs away, then there's a takala. He brings you Yishalmi. Yishalmi says that when Shimon HaTzadik was alive, he used to take a die b'chatzi har. But after he dies, Yishalmi says he used to run away to the midbar, and the Shrikin used to eat it. The Shrikin wa anashim reikim, they used to eat it. So that's his kasha. Where's the takala? Why don't you just pick up the Evarim and bury it or burn it? And his teretz is enechanami. In that case, it's no takala, but not always does it die. The Yishalmi says after Shimon HaTzadik it didn't die, so there'll be a takala. You won't be able to find it. But come to according to the Gvura Sari, then when it runs away and it's still alive, it's already mutabana. That's not matara shlach l'takala. Then it says it's a machlekes achayin. The Prichadash in the Sefer Mayim Chaim, it's brought in the Sefer Kutum on the Rambam at the end of the Madurah Shapsi Frankel, Hochas Avedis Semikapurim Pekel Achaveis. He says, the Rambam says, if it fell off the cliff and died, it's mutabana. He says, who would then embark lawyer in Achal? He says, also mutabah achilam. And he brings it to Yushalmi that after Shimon HaTzadik used to run away and people used to eat it. But Reb Chaim holds that the way. Reb Chaim, it's in the Grachal HaShas Masech Shkalim, also the same shtickle as Brun in the Chedushi Agriz and Svachim Nafkufi Gimel Medeis, that he says the Rambam is Mashman not the way. It's Medayik in the Rambam. Dvar Avram also in Chelik Beis Simeches Aistes is Medayik that way in the Rambam. The Rambam says, Dachvoy, V'nafal Asar V'loy Meis, Yerid Acharot, V'yimusenem Echoldav Hashem Amisai. He pushes down, and the seer fell and it didn't die, so you should go after it and kill it however you could kill it. The Averay seer zeh mutabahana. And the varm of this seer is mutabahana. The Lashon Averay seer zeh is mashman and it died, or at least you went and killed it. While it's still alive, it's mashman, it's asabahana. See, the Briskei Rav in the Chedusha Marin Ruzalevi and Kedushka Yuma Sukkah, he asks Akashi Binzik Vursir, and he says, the bounty was a din to kill it, so it wasn't miskayim the din of the seer mishalech. So how is it shaykh for it to be mutar ba'ana if it's still kayi b'kdu shasai? If there's still a din to kill it, that means it wasn't miskayim the din, it wasn't nasa mitzvah. So how could it be mutar ba'ana? It's still, it's behechach and has a shame seer mishalech, because otherwise why would you have to kill it? So the Dvar Avram explains, Dvar Avram is a chelik beis and mechesais tes, and we said this in the previous year, that the key of mitzvah is pushing it off the cliff to kill it. The dying is not part of the key of mitzvah. So you're already making the mitzvah. I said, why do you go and kill it? That's the shiori mitzvah. The shiori mitzvah is like a k'taras kolam ve'evarim. But really, there was already a key of mitzvah. So Mel, that's why from the key of mitzvah, it's mutar ba'ana. Now, the Minchas Chinuch, it's in Siman Kuf Behei, he declares a shailom, let's say it didn't die, and you're supposed to go out and kill it. Let's say you shechted it. I mean, after it's killed, it's mutar ba'ana. That's mafurish, right? So let's say you shechted it. Are you allowed to eat it? That's what he wants to know. Is it only mutar ba'ana, or is it even mutar ba'achila? Do you say that since it didn't heter ano comes because of layam atar shlach l'takala, so that's a heter ano, it's not a heter achila. Achila is no takala. Or do you say no? Once it's mutar ba'ana, why would it be asr ba'achila? It doesn't, there's only one isr, there's an isr ano. If it's mutar ba'ana, so then avad will be mutar ba'achila if you shechted it. Now, I'm not sure why he's nemzon that there's no takala lagabi achila. L'chay, if it runs away, why wouldn't there be a takala for achila also? Why wouldn't the fact that layam atar shlach takala be a raya that it's mutar b'achila also? So I think he nemzon the opposite of the Gurusavi. The Gurusavi says that the evarim on the hill, there's no shash takala, because you could go and pick them up. The whole shash takala is if it will run away. I think Meskinus holds fakir that when achayshus is going to run away, when it usually doesn't. The only din takala is okay, because it'll be hard, like we said, it'll be very hard to pick up the evarim. There's a kshash takala. But there, even if you don't pick up the evarim, the maisa, no one's going to eat them because it wasn't shechted. So the maisa is no takala for achila. If the person taka went down and shechted it, so then he knows it's a seal azazel. So there's no takala. That's what I think the Minchas Chinuch is. But he declares, right, lechur, it's more mustanbed itzad to say that it's mutar b'achila. Mechet heis an isser achila. The isser is an isser ano. Even when lemaisa, there's no takala. It's mutar b'ano. Like let's say he kills it, there's no takala because now he has the whole seer. The teret says shain. Once it learned the teret shlach takala, so the teret never asked it b'ano. So who adin the teret never asked it b'achila? And the kaim it's mincha. He clears the shaila. Shasem is clears the same shaila. Interesting shaila that maybe stam you let eat it. Maybe the seer mishlech, since it's mutar ba'an, like we said, it's mutar ba'achila, so maybe stam you're allowed to eat it. Because the Gemara said earlier, the chasal tzuk zu shkitasei. The Gemara said, the guy be'oisim es b'nayim, that throwing it off the tzuk, that's a shkita. So maybe you're allowed to eat it? Or maybe it's only considered a shkita, the guy be'oisim es b'nayim, not the guy be'anything else. As far as Emes, also clears the same shayla, but he says, the Gemara clears it with mutar ba'an. Vices from the Gemara, it's mashmas asa ba'achila. It says the chasal tzuk zer shkitasi. It says the Taisus also says the Gemal de Gazach that works, that now it's not in the veil, doesn't have tumas nevela. And he says by Rifas Egli you find that doesn't have tumas nevela, even though there was no shkita, because that's considered shkitasi. The Teretz is, whenever it's killed in a prescribed way, it doesn't have tumas nevela, and would have a din shechita legabe va'isim es benayim. Because shechita just means to be slaughtered in the prescribed way. Masha'enken legabe achila di nivis avachta. Di need the hilcha shechita. If I say you think by Malika, Malika doesn't have tumas nevela, kind of allowed to eat it, but if a zar eats Malika, it's nevela. He's Ivan is a nevela. So who would then, even if he's saying the chasal sukkah is a shechita, but still it's not gemuga shechita to matter ba'achila. That's what the Sfas says, the Chayyarichtik. So Bekitza, we have a machlokes achreinim, if it didn't die, is it mutter ba'achila? The Gvura Sari says it is, and so does the pre-chadish, and the Gvura Sari also care, that's the only case where it'd be chayshish v'takala, so obviously in that case it's mutter. But Reb Chaim was told that in that case we're not chayshish for running away, because he knows until it dies, it's not niskayim mitzvasei, it will be also ba'anah. And that's what we said, if he kills it on Yidei Shechita, l'chayr l'kuli al mitzvot d'banah, l'chayr then, l'chayr l'chayr, but l'chayr then it's mitzvot d'b'achila also, even if there's no shash takala. Once it's mitzvot d'banah, it's mitzvot d'b'achila. But if you don't shecht it, you don't say l'chayr l'tzuk zu shkutas l'gavet yimatur it b'achila. Now the Gemara goes vayta, Tana Rabbanan, ha-mishalayach matam begonim, ve'na shalayach as ha-mishalayach matam is begonim. That the one who sends the seal azazel is matam begadim, but the one who's mishaleach as a mishaleach is not matam begadim. What's the pshat of mishaleach as a mishaleach? I think there are three pshatim. Rashi says I'm live and meisim mishalayim, the people who accompany the mishaleach. And the Miri also says a pshat, and also in the Rashmi Shantz in his Bir and Teres Kahanim also brings the same drasha, and the Rashmi Shantz says it's pshat, perik vav for Rashday. So three Rishayim, Rashi, the Miri, and the Rashmi Shantz. As far as Emes is bothered, he says, why would they be considered the Mishlech? They're just accompanying the Mishlech. What would the Havimina, they'll be Metamim Begadim? And the Mari Panim and the Yushalmi, Perik Vavlach and Gimel, also ask the same Kasha. But the Dvar Avram, Chelik Meisim, Mechas Eisivei, says, Mishlech means Malave. He says, the Miri says that. Mishlech is a Sila, as also doesn't mean he sends it, it means he accompanies it. Like Vavram, Helich, Yimel, Mashalcham. He accompanied them. So you would think that someone who accompanies the one who accompanies the seal also what's considered accompanying? Really have a Josh Mishlech, Malay Mishlech is a Mishlech. The Meiri brings the Yesh Mefarshim that the Kayan Gadol is a Mishlech. The Kayan Gadol is Mishlech because he's the one that sent the Mishlech, and he sends him, right? Mishlech is a Sarah, meaning the Kayan Gadol sends it beyond Ishiti, right? So he's the one that sends the Ishiti. So there's a Josh, he's not Matamim Begadim. Rabbeinu Yaakim, Mamish says this also. The Miri says, Yesha Farshim, it's not means Rabbeinu Eliyakim. The Siya Chitz, of course, it brings it from the carbon iron. He's a Pirush on the early Pirush on the Teres Kayanim. But the Siya Chitz is bothered by a very obvious Kasha. Why would the Pasuk have to tell you that the Kayan Gadol doesn't become Tamei? How would he be Mamshech and Avaid if he's Tamei? It would have to be an every year occurrence that when he sends it Lazazel, then he has to go and he's Tamei for the rest of the day, and you'll have to have someone replacing him. That's not Mustafa. It says it's one Kayan Gadol. But that's the second pshat. So again, Rashi's first pshat is Rashi and the Rashmi Shantz and the Meiri that it means the ones who accompany the Mishlech. And the second pshat, the Meiri is Yesh Mefarsh Ben El Yochim and the Karban Arain, that it means the Kayan Gadol is not Matami. But the Sfasemis says the third pshat. Sfasemis says it means if let's say the guy who's sending it gets sick and he sends it b'yad acher, like it says early in Sa'ag Vavim and Beis, the cholam mashalchi b'yad acher, so then the one who sent it to the shliach, he's not matami begadim. Only the guy who actually does it, not the one who sent him do it. It doesn't mean the kain gadol. It means the ish iti who sent makes a replacement. So his son-in-law, the Bendina Rav, says that shalchari should be telling the chakira that the svasem is cleared. That what's it then when it says Mchalam Mishalech Mishalech Biyan Acher, is he a shliach of the Mishalech? And does he the one that decides who else brings it? He's like the shliach of the Ishiti. Well, no, he just sends it back to the Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol grant and makes somebody else. He asked such a chakir earlier. So the Chayim, if he's not the shliach of the Mishalech, then you can't say this pshat. So I see the Rashmi Shantz above in the pshat, because when the Rashmi Shantz on the Teres Kainim said that the pshat is the ones who malavin the Mishlech, he writes there, Avachola Mishlech Rishon Lamariach. We're not discussing if the Mishlech Rishon became sick. It sounds like there was such a tzad, maybe there was such a mefarshim that did learn like the Sfas Emes. See, the Ritva says a lashon like this: the one who gives it to the mishalcha is not telling kibbutz begadim. So he doesn't say like Rashi. He doesn't say the one who accompanies the mishalech. He says the one who gives it to the mishalech. So I'm not sure what he means. Could be he means Pashas will say it means like Rabbein Eliyakim, like the Esh Mefarshim and the Meiri, and like the Kohen Ben Aaron, that it means the Kohen Gadol. But it doesn't say clearly the Kohen Gadol. Maybe it means like the Sras Emes. Hamaris L'Mashalcha means if the Shliach Rishon is Chol and he gives it to the Mashalcha, he's not telling Kibbutz Begadim. And it's very sasim. He doesn't say clearly who the Maisri L'Mashalcha is. Maybe it means the Kohen Gadol, but maybe it means the Sras Emes. I'm not sure. Now, there's Yishalmi that says like this. Yishalmi learns from Itai that he's Asid and Itai that he's Mezumin. Two things, right? And also Shamus and Metumah, like the Bavli. But the Gemara, the Yishalmi wants to know, what does it mean Asid and what does it mean Mezumin? Lo you Asid, who Mezumin? Isn't Asid and Mezumin the same thing? El Shal Yishalcha B'yat Shnayim. What it means is like this. Itai tells you need Mezumin. Itai also tells you can't have two people. Only one. Then the Yishalmi says, Shalcha B'yat Shnayim, Aushitam B'godim. What if you sent it for two people? Are they matami begad the manat? Nishmini minada, v'amishalech, v'ayim mishalech se mishalech, that's my mishalech sugya, ayin ayin mishalech se mishalech, hada omru shulcha b'yad shnayim, ayin matami begad. Right? Yishalmi first says you can't send it by two people, and then the Yishalmi says, what if you did? Is it matami begad? So Yishalmi says, let's learn out from this thing, it says mishalech, v'ayim mishalech se mishalech, that tells you shulcha b'yad shnayim, ain matami begadim. So what's pshat nishami? What does mishlech is a mishlech have to do with shulcha b'yad shnayim? So it's a machlek is the carbon eda and the pnei meisha. The carbon eda says that shulcha b'yad shnayim means that the two people going, so one of them is the official one, since he can't send the b'yad shnayim, so one's the official one and one's the malava. So mamela, that's what it means. Shulcha b'yad, you can't really send the b'yad shnayim, and if you did, so then one's a mishlech, one's a malava. So ain't a matam begadim because a mishlech, why a mishlech is a mishlech. If a mishlech is a mishlech with matam begadim, so within shnayim, even though he's not the mishlech, he's a mishlech is a mishlech. So that's mamish kav edel learns Yishalmi like Rashi. But the Pnei Meisha says a shulch b'yad shnayim means that the first mishlech made a second shliach. And it's to teach you that the Risha is not matam begadim. That's what means shulch b'yad shnayim. That he sends it by one, and that one makes another shliach. So that's mamish v'sasemis is pshat. So the Pnei Meisha learns up the Yishalmi like this v'sasemis is pshat. That mishlech, as a mishlech means that the one who's supposed to bring it appoints someone in his place, and the mele he's not matami begadim. So the pshat's there; it's in the Sras Emes, it's in the Pnei Meisha, in the Yishalmi, and also I think maybe the Ritva means it, and the Rash Mishans also comes lafukayit. So those are the three pshatim. It means the company of the mishlech, because mishlech means the company. It means the kain gadol; he's the one mishlech, or it means when the first shliach goes and makes another shliach, that's a pshat from the Sras Emes. You don't have it in the Rishayim, but the Sras Emes, the Pnei Meisha, and I think the Rash Mishans also says it's not the pshat, but I say it was the tzad it was. Now the Gemara says, when does it become a time to go when it goes out of the Chaymish Yushalayim? So the Rambam, it's in Hilchos Parah Aduma Perikei Alach Avav, he says like this, he says, it's metam mishyatsu chutz mishchaymish Yushalayim, ad shastach yasu letzuk. The Rambam says that once he pushes it off the tzuk, he's no longer matam begadim. I mean, he's already tamei, but anything he touches after that does not become tamei. So, in fact, Rabbi Yalei Malin is a shtickel on this. The chelik beis simon lamagemul. What does he mean after he threw it off the tzuk? He's no longer matam begadim. Does he mean after it became mevarim? Pshita. Till when can he matam begadim? So, Zakter Rabbi Yalei, it must mean that it didn't die. He threw it off the tzuk, but didn't die yet. And he came after to kill it. And then he's no longer mitam begadim. So Rambam shteita chiddush, right? He starts in mitam begadim when he leaves the chaymish Yishalayim. That's what the Rambam paskins. But when is the end? Zog the Rambam until he tosses it over the tzuk. But once he did, it's no longer mitam begadim, even if it's still alive. So Lei Malan also brings a raya from the Yishalmi. The Yishalmi says like this: Baruch derech halicha mitam begadim. Let's say he ran away. Derech halicha on the way there is matam begadim. Derech hazara, if it ran away on the way back, ain't a matam begadim. What does it mean? It ran away on the way there, and it ran away on the way back. So Karbanei is like this. Let's say he's taking it on the way there. He didn't reach the tzuk yet, and then it ran away, and then he went and took it again. So then he's matam begadim still, because since he didn't finish his journey, he's still matam begadim, even though it ran away and he caught it. But it means he caught it. And what does it mean, Derech Hazara? Derech Hazara means he already threw it off the tzuk, it didn't die, it ran away, and now he came running after it in order to kill it. So then he's not Matam Megadim. So according to the Karban Eidus Pshat and the Yishalmi, that Baruch Derech Halicha, Matam Megadim, Derech Hazara ain't Matam Megadim, that means, Derech Halicha means before he threw it off the tzuk, and if it runs away and he catches it, it's Matam Megadim, because he's still been doing the mitzvah yet. Derech Hazara means he ran away after he was Megil Tzuk, even though it didn't die, but he really threw it off the Tzuk, even though it didn't die, he's no longer Metame Begadim. So, factor blame. So, Legabe Metame Begadim, we say that once he threw it off the Tzuk, he's no longer Metame Begadim. Legabe Yisuri Hano, so this is learning like Reb Chaim that we said before, that that the Rambam is Meduyuk, that when he dies, or when he yored Achav HaMisa, then it becomes Mutar Bana, but till then it's Asa Bana. So the Chari, that means he wasn't Mekayim the Mitzvah yet. If it's still Asa Bana until he killed it, so it wasn't Mekayim the Mitzvah yet. So if it wasn't Mekayim the Mitzvah yet, so why isn't it Matam Begadim? Right? What's the Chilik? Legame Tumas Begadim, we say once you throw off the Sukh, that's it. It's no longer Matam Begadim. But Legame the Isser Ano, we say until you actually were yored Achav HaMisa, it's still Asa Bana. What's the Chilik? He says there's two separate mitzvahs to do with the tzar. One mitzvah is shiluach. It's a mitzvah called shiluach. And you find, Iti Afila B'tumah tells you could go into the azara to do it. Why? Vice is the mitzvah shiluach starts right away. Otherwise it can't be derech tumah. There's a mitzvah called shiluach. But shiluach is the sar midbar. We'll see in the next amid that when it gets to the midbar, he already started the shiluach, and then he could start the next Aveda. Till it gets to the Midbar, the Shiluach didn't start, the Kohen Gadol can't start the next Aveda. When it gets to the beginning of the Midbar, not to the Tzuk, not the 12 mil to the Tzuk, 3 mil to the beginning of the Midbar, that's called, he started the Shiluach. Vaisis is a mitzvah called Shiluach. But there's another mitzvah. There's a mitzvah called killing it. The Chiyad B'tzuk. You have to kill it, you have to throw it off the cliff to kill it. That's another mitzvah. That's a second mitzvah. If he never threw it off the cliff, he still was Mekayim the mitzvah of Shiluach. He just wasn't Mekayim the mitzvah of Dechiyah. Now, when the Gemara said earlier, Dechiyasa Letzuk Zer Shkitasa, it doesn't mean Shiluach. The Shiluach wouldn't make an Issa Vaisa Vizbunai. Throwing it off the cliff is a Shkita. That's what makes an Issa Vaisa Vizbunai. So, Zakt, her blame. So, when does Shiluach end? Shiluach ends when you throw it off the cliff. Then you finish the Shiluach. But you still didn't finish the Misa. The Misa ends when it's dead. So Tumah is telling Shiluach, HaMashaleach is a Sar Lazaz L'Chamas Megadav, not the one who kills the Sar, the one who brings it to the Midbar, the Shiluach. So the Shiluach, once he got to the Tzuk, that's it. The Shiluach is completely finished. So Mela, it can no longer be Tam Megadav. You no longer call the Mashaleach. But the Isra no is not telling Shiluach, because there's nothing mitzvah to do after the Shiluach, the mitzvah of killing it. The mitzvah of killing it is Nigma when it's dead. Until it's dead, you won't get Mekayim the mitzvah of killing it. So Mela, until it's dead, it's going to be Asa Bana. As I said, your blame, Reb Chaim in Stencil, the Reb Chaim in the Grach al Hashas, in Masech Tishkolim, which the Brisker Rav brings at the end of Masech Tishvachim, he says Karev Lizeh. He doesn't make it two mitzvahs, one sending it and one killing it, but he says, Ka'ein, like the mitzvah of the Avodah Yom Kippur is until it gets to the Tzuk, and the mitzvah Mitzad the Soyer is the killing it. So the Tumah is only for the mitzvah of Avodas Yom Kippurim. And the Isser Anoah is until you mekayim the din of the Sar. But L'chai also is the two dinim, the din Shiluach and the din the Misa. L'chai it's come out the same right. Now the Sarasemma says a suffix, so in Chesed Tezach, it says right away when you start the Shiluach, already is Matam Megadim, when you leave Chaymus Yishalayim, when you leave Yishalayim, he already starts with Matam Megadim. He wants to know, does that mean only if he gets to the Tzuk, then l'mafreya, he's Matam Megadim when he brings it out of Yerushalayim, or even if he doesn't? In other words, let's say he brings it out of Yerushalayim, but he never gets to the Tzuk. He runs away. Is he Tamei? Or maybe not. Maybe if he got to the Tzuk, then l'mafreya, he became Tamei then. But if he never got to the Tzuk, he never finished the Shiluach, maybe he's not a Mishaleach. Is that clear? This Rav Shalom. The Rav Ram also clears the same Shalom. It's in Chelik Bei Simeches at the end of Eis Gimel. You see, if you say that the Mishaleach is Tamei because the one who throws it off the cliff is Tamei, but the Mishaleach is Tamei because he's being Isaac in throwing it off the cliff, So then it's mistarved with the safe, it never gets thrown off the cliff, so it doesn't become tummy. But if Shleich is tummy because of the key mitzvah shluch, like we said, the chayr will be more mistarved to say that he's tummy no matter what, unless you say that since it didn't finish the mitzvah shluch, so maybe he's not called a mishleich, only when it finishes, then lemefrei is a mishleich the whole time. As ekem ezag in the chakir.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.